12 seconds left, and the fans start to cheer and applaud. They've earned the win here today. They were the much better team, especially early. Had a big lead, held on to it. This game is in the history books. It's a final score, Vancouver 6 and Anaheim 2.
And the Anaheim Ducks are wanting to quickly turn the page and forget about this one. It was a tough afternoon here in Vancouver. Although you saw some minor jumps and plays in certain times, the better team all game long was the Vancouver Canucks. And you got to appreciate, if you're a hockey fan, the high rolls from the Vancouver Canucks. The active D straddling the blue line and getting pucks through. And their compete level all game long is exactly what it took for them to seal the deal against the good guys.
Okay, we'll get you ready right now for the post-game show. Just one announcement from this part. Man, you know by now, we talk about it all the time. Ducks hockey on the Ducks Radio Network, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. And again, we'll talk to you from the Honda Center on a couple of occasions this week. Going to turn it over to Emerson Edom with our post-game show. Again, the final, 6-2-4 Vancouver. We'll take a quick timeout and back with all of that live from Rogers Arena in a moment on Duck Screen, powered by TuneIn.
The Stanley Cup Playoffs Bracket Challenge is back.
Oh, yeah, baby!
And now it's time to take your shot. Face off against family and friends and see if you can predict this year's playoffs. Can you pick the perfect bracket and claim the ultimate prize? A trip to a 2025-26 NHL event. Sign up today for a chance to win exclusive prizes at nhl.com/bracket.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies and all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
This spring, the world's best figure skaters rock the ice. Rock Stars on Ice 2025 Tour with world champions Ilya Malinin, Madison Schock and Evan Bates, Amber Glenn, Isabel Lovito, Jason Brown, the legendary Elvis Stoiko, and more. Rock Stars on Ice, directed by Kurt Browning. Coming to Honda Center May 17th. Get tickets at starsonice.com.
Anaheim Ducks hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stopatnothing. stay tuned for Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
Welcome to your postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Ali Lozoff with you tonight. Final score in Vancouver. The Ducks fall to the Canucks 6-2 as we welcome in Emerson Edom now from Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Boy, Emmer, I mean, just a brutal first period for the Ducks and so tough to dig yourself out of a hole that's just that deep. What are your takeaways from this one?
Yeah, you maybe hope that the good guys could come on back as they did in that game in Detroit. Boy, was that something. But it took that kind of luck. It took that kind of effort. And you need the stars to align perfectly in order for that to happen. Look, they made great plays. They had some opportunities, as Nikita Nesterenko did coming out of the corner there. They had some good looks, but not to the point where it really moved the needle too much. There was a couple missed posts here in the third period, so that was tough. That would, if they obviously would have buried those, at least you get it in within one of tying. But yeah, just not enough when you get down so big early on. You force plays, you're chasing the game, right? So you make plays that you maybe don't consistently on other outings make. So it's just one of those things where you get behind that early. It's a mental game at that point, and it's something that they couldn't overcome.
Well, let's get to your game summary now. The Ducks would open the scoring today with a goal on their first shot of the game. Troy Terry's 20th of the season from Mintikoff and Vetrano.
Mintikoff, the defenseman, playing as if he's a forward down there in the corner, trying to make a play. Terry shoots. He scores! Troy Terry snapped the wrist shot up high, which beat Demko cleanly. And a minute 21 into the first period, Anaheim's on top 1-0.
Troy Terry with an absolute bomb. He attacks the top of the circles here on the near side. He unleashes a quick snapper, beating Demko on the short side. Wow, what a talk.
And Emmer, at that point, we thought the start of this game was looking promising.
Yeah, and look, I remembered what I told you in the pregame show, just as far as, you know, answering to your question of what the overall vibes were of this team. And look, I just thought that they got the chemistry down there in that practice. Once again, they shook the rust off in that practice. They did everything they needed to work on. That's executing on their forecheck. That's competing. And look, that goal came off of a great forecheck for Pavel Mintikoff. We talked about him not playing in last game. Well, he came out firing. He was first to that loose puck in the corner. He jams it up to Troy Terry. He does the rest. I mean, what a shot. And after that goal, I just explained that you don't see too many shots from Troy Terry that go in that aren't just perfectly placed, right? If he's going to go top shelf, he hits the post crossbar, and then it goes in as that shot did. It just, he's got quite the bomb, and let's see if he can continuously do that in these upcoming games.
Vancouver's fourth line would then spark things for them, leading to defenseman Elias Pettersson's first career NHL goal to tie it at one apiece.
All right, here comes Anaheim with Hellison dropping it off to the left of where he's at. Move it ahead. Ducks go in there with two players, but Vancouver's defense gets there first. Move it in quickly into the Anaheim D-zone. A shot. A one-time blast. Elias Pettersson, the third D-pair member, fired it up high. What much that Dostal could do about it. And this game is tied at 1-1.
Emmer, it was all Canucks from there. A knuckleball would get past Dostal, giving Vancouver a 2-1 lead. Philip Peronik's fifth of the season. The Canucks would add two power play goals from Besser and Garland and a goal from Dakota Joshua before the period was out. The Ducks would be down 5-1 after the first period. Emmer, you got to feel for Dostal after that period.
Yeah, and look, if you look at the tip from Besser there, I mean, that was a lights-out tip. That went shelf there, well orchestrated by Quinn Hughes. They're straddling the line and going far side, near side. And how about Hronek, too? I mean, he jumped out at me all game long. And like I mentioned there during the broadcast, it seemed like he was doing a lot more of that last season, last few games that these two teams have faced one another. You didn't see that jump that he had that we saw here tonight. So look, if Hronek and Quinn Hughes is always playing like that, but more guys contributed, other guys that look very solid in the back end, even a guy like Derek Forbert, who is a former teammate of mine at the National Development Program, World Junior, so on and so forth. He looked good. He was making seam plays, seam passes that almost led to a chance there on the far side there in that third period. Marcus Pettersson was another guy that's sneaky good, just making the plays necessary. It's the game within the game that really rewards teams with victories. And yeah, it was the backup game. It was their relentlessness consistently for the full 60-minute hockey game for the Canucks. They just wanted it more. It's not a whole lot different than what we saw there in Calgary. It's the best players on the Flames outplaying the best players for the Ducks, but it was the exact same thing here in today's game. It is just one of those things where look, and Ellie, you and I were talking about the practice. I thought it was the practice necessary, but hey, you can go back and look, hey, maybe it was too much. Maybe it was too hard of a practice, mm-hmm. right? Because if you look at that start, yeah, the first couple shifts were good, but boy, did they really take their foot off the gas, and I don't know if that's fatigue. So somewhere down the line, they got to go back to the drawing board.
Well, let's go back to the second for just a moment when a wide-open Trevor Zegras would get his 11th of the season to, at that point in the game, bring the Ducks to within three.
One-on-one, McTavish shoots, trying to hold on backhand, force a forehand shot, and then Gudas fires it wide, then a shot fired by the Vancouver goal by Trevor Zegras, a slapper off to the right circle of the Vancouver goal, and the Ducks get one here early in the second to make it a 5-2 game.
8 points in the last eight games for Trevor Zegras, Emmer, but not quite the body language we're used to after he scores one.
Yeah, look, he knew where they were at in the game, right? It just seemed kind of monotone, and really you don't want to get down on one knee and pump the fist a couple times.
No.
When you're down by that margin. But to your point, too, you still do see more smiles in that huddle, and it goes to show just a depleted Ducks team. Z is going to have to continue to play lights out, as you mentioned the numbers there. What is that going to take? It's going to take overall better foot movement. But you could see it early on. You could see it with that forecheck that created that first goal from Pavel Mintikov. When I saw that play, I'm like, okay, the good guys, they're going to come out flying just like they did. I'd say the first 3 minutes, they won every puck battle. Why they didn't sustain it for that point on out, do not know. But it's just something that they're going to have to do if they're going to want to get back on track.
So in the third, a Shillington turnover at the blue line led to Max Sasson's third of the season. The final score again, 6-2 for Vancouver. And Emmer, when you're chasing the entire way and you're watching this live, what did you want to see from the team that you felt was lacking?
Well, in the Vancouver Canucks did it really all game long, but it's the simple low to high passes, their defensemen getting pucks through, and those first few goals from the Canucks, they had two guys, if not three players, screening Lukáš Dostal for those first few goals there. Lukáš Dostal didn't see anything, right? And it's what happened on that Trevor Zegras play. Now, it might have been a different scenario, but look, it's a low to high pass up to Gudas' stick. He wastes no time. I think it was even a one-timer. Yeah, misses the net, but you have a presence there from the Ducks. You have Z on the near side, dead spot. You have two players on the net front, which kind of distracted Thatcher Demko in that moment, and it was one of the key contributors of that goal. So, look, it doesn't have to be an end-to-end highlight reel play. It doesn't have to be a switch, even though the Vancouver Canucks were doing a great job with those high switches. A lot of time it just goes down to getting pucks through. As I mentioned, the Ducks hitting a couple of posts just from those simple high-low shots. So just need a little bit more of that. High-low passes, getting pucks through from the D, and having bodies at the net.
This is an important time for learning opportunities this last stretch of the season. A bigger picture, what lessons do you hope that they learn from this one?
Well, the need to have, and I guess it was a different start. It was a better start, but how do you take a shift-by-shift approach, right? And even I look back to some of my playing days, I clumped up game by game at times. It's easy to do that at times, but this Ducks team, they need to take it shift-by-shift. There's some great shifts in there, but not enough of them. You got to see what you're doing in order to have success in those positive shifts, but do it more often. So consistency key, and maybe stop thinking about the full first period, the full second period, or the full third. Take it shift by shift from here on out.
You excited to get back home?
Well, I really am. We got to shake this one off. This was not a pretty trip as far as on-ice play is concerned. So, once again, hopefully the guys play some cards on the plane, you know, get some giggles in. They need to, at a certain point, wash this one away with a little bit of fun. So, I just look forward to them having a good practice and just coming out better next game.
Hey, it's still early. Maybe you'll make it home early enough to help the net out with bedtime.
I will. I got to, right? Daddy duty. Can't wait.
You'd better get back. Thank you so much for joining me, Emmer. And thanks for making my time on Duckstream so great. I really appreciate it.
No, thanks for tagging along. It's been a blast. Not maybe so much on ice, but look, we made it fun over here on Duckstream.
All right. See you back at home.
Thank you.
We are going to step aside for our first break now. Don't go far. We'll have more of this game to break down for you after the break.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort is waiting to be discovered. Sure, you might have been on It's a Small World. Who doesn't love that? But have you found your inner hero at Avengers Campus? Avengers Assemble! Or have you dropped on in to check out Tiana's Bayou Adventure? Discover your next favorite thing about the Disneyland Resort. Park tickets and reservations required. Visit Disneyland.com for details.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Rent an all-inclusive party suite at a Ducks game. Honda Center Suites provide a fantastic venue to experience the action of Ducks hockey with your clients, family, and friends. Plus, with generous food and beverage credit, reserved parking, and other amenities, you'll have everything you need to provide an unforgettable experience for all. Visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites for more information or to book your private suite for the night.
We're back with your post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Time for your Ali Lozoff silver lining thought of the game. And there's no surprise here. It's Terry time. Another shout out to my friend Steve Brown for the following intel. Troy Terry's 20th goal makes him the fifth Ducks skater to score 20 in four straight seasons. He joins Paul Kariya, Teemu Selänne, who did it twice, Corey Perry, and Bobby Ryan. That's now four 20-goal scorers for the Ducks this season: Carlson, McTavish, Terry, and Vetrano. And it marks the third time the Ducks have had four 20-goal scorers in a season since 2015-16. Time for another quick break. We'll be right back with a look at the Ducks' road ahead.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
You're listening to Live Ducks Audio, and we're here with a hot tip for sports fans. Check out TuneIn. This all-in-one audio platform brings together all the live sports you want. But what if you want to cue up some shows on your time? TuneIn also brings you the sports podcasts you love on demand. Listen to ESPN's full lineup of pods, great shows from CBS Sports, and so much more, all on TuneIn. Plus, because TuneIn's available on all your devices, you're never without something to listen to. Give it a shot. Check out TuneIn today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes. Hey, you keep saying
you got. Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
When that goal siren goes off, it just hits right. And now you can hear a different kind of buzzer, thanks to TuneIn's exclusive Jeopardy stations. Stream iconic moments from past episodes on Jeopardy Classic Station.
What is the organ?
Or stream full episodes with modern champions on the flagship Jeopardy Station.
Gotcha.
What is a parrot?
All right on the same device when you're listening to DuckStream. Ready to test your knowledge? Buzz in right here on TuneIn.
The hottest country tracks from today and yesterday make the journey that much better. That's why TuneIn's Country Road Station should be your soundtrack. Whether you're in the car, at home, or anywhere in between, we're spinning pop and country jams from Zach Bryan, Maren Morris, and Elle King. Plus, some classic gems from pop country's golden age. All on TuneIn, all on your devices. So check out TuneIn, the app that lets you hear your world.
Tailgate Radio is your game day party station.
Playing all the anthems, like this one.
Tailgate Radio. Try to keep up.
It's Garth. From the football game to your backyard to camping to house parties, Tailgate Radio is your party station.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Come on. Search Tailgate Radio on TuneIn or tell your device to play Tailgate Radio.
Welcome back to the post-game show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn. Let's take a look now at the Ducks' road ahead. Of course, they will travel back home tonight for a scheduled practice day tomorrow, and then it's a two-game homestand. So if you're coming to the Honda Center, make sure you stop by and say hello to Guy Hebert and I. We will be back together for our final two home game broadcasts this season against the Oilers on Monday, and then the Flames again for their fourth and final meeting with the Ducks on Wednesday. That's going to do it for us here on your DuckStream postgame show powered by TuneIn. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute pleasure for me, and I know for my radio dad who's listening. I love you, Dad. For Steve Carroll and Emerson Edom, I'm Allie Lozoff saying goodbye and have a great rest of your weekend.